Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100. You can also email him at rick@rickemerson.com.
Turn it up. God damn it, now I've got that song stuck in my head. Damn you, damn you!
What song?
You know.
La da 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 da.
No. No. Please. Don't. I thought you were going to play it again. All right. 503-535-9101. 877-535-9100. All right. Get an email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. All right. It's 10:33, which means we're halfway through the show. And the list of things we have not... You know, do you realize I have, from this week alone... I have three Crime Against Nature stories, including one from a man who had multiple intimate encounters with dogs because, quote, he felt sorry for them that they weren't getting any loving. And he thought that it was the right thing to do. Well, I don't
just
know.
Just do them. Let's just get those over with.
Okay, don't be testy.
I'm not being testy. It's just gross because I'm going to have to keep hearing you front-selling it, which means I'm going to have to keep hearing you talk about that. So I'd much rather you just get it over with.
All right, well, I'll read these two, and then we'll, and then I've got some more dental things to get to, and then we'll do the listener party thing. Oh, and Kyle apparently almost killed himself over the weekend. What'd you do? Did you knock yourself unconscious?
Yeah, yesterday.
Now, how did that come about?
I was just practicing. You know, for my dirt bike racing.
Right.
And,
Now, is that why you weren't here?
That is why I wasn't here.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. Which is fine. All right. So now how did you not, when you say you knocked yourself out, do you speak in colloquial or did you really knock yourself unconscious?
No, I was out. I don't remember, getting up or whatever. My uncle said that I was laying on the ground and stumbling.
What is the last thing you remember before you went
going over the handlebars?
Did you, go over like...
As in, like, I was...
Did you flip, though? Did your body do a 360 in the air?
It did. Like, yeah, it did, like, a front flip in the air with the bike going.
So you could totally have killed yourself.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Listen, he's all hard. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, baby.
It's a hard road that I lead. So, and then he's just landed on your back, presumably.
The back of my head and then, like, my shoulder.
Oh, that's
shoulder.
So good, dude. He'd snap your neck that way.
That's what I do, baby.
Did you just call Rick baby?
So are you all messed up?
Me, I'm pretty sore on my whole left side hurts pretty bad.
Yeah, is your spine aching? Is your brain all
yesterday my brain was pretty mushy.
Yeah, and so is your neck hurt?
Left side of the neck. Everything on the left side of my body is hurting today.
Yeah, that's no good. No. All right, is there a videotape of this?
I wish. That was
you and me both. I would just sit and watch that over and over again all weekend long. That's all I do. All right, I'll read these two back to back. Crime Against Nature story number one. I like how it starts out like it's a Murder, She Wrote episode. Somebody was making nighttime visits to farmer Terry Patterson's sheep barn in the 600 block of Big... Listen to the road. Big Mount Road. It was a big mount, all right, police said. Patterson told police he saw, wait for it, evidence of sexual encounters with his sheep. Never the... Just a big bottle of aloe vera, but never the intruder. So he installed an alarm in an intercom system. Patterson told Northern York County Regional Police he peered into the barn window and saw a man engaging in an intimate act with a sheep, according to an arrest affidavit. Wasn't that thing that the OSU football player stole, wasn't that a sheep?
It was. It was a 200-pound ram.
Yeah.
Bruce Charles Enger... And then they give his home address. That's got to be fun. Is charged with felony burglary for entering a building with the intention of committing a crime, namely having sexual congress with a sheep. Oh, God. Listen to this. Officer Patrick Gartell said when he was dispatched to the home and heard the farmer yelling in the barn, telling someone to, quote, knock that off. The officer ran toward a man dressed in black and ordered him to stop and put up his hands. I don't think the hands are the problem. Bada bing. Quote, I found a big spool of Baylor's twine in his back pocket. He'd apparently used to secure the sheep. Just going to move that over here.
Ugh.
Story number two.
And now, page two.
Dale in Brussels. A Belgian man on trial for having unholy relations with numerous canines claims he did it out of compassion for what he calls man's best friend, a Belgian paper said on Friday. The Daily Gazette van Antwerpen said the... I like how even in Brussels, the newspapers sound like they're a guy coming to your house to arrest your family. The Daily Gazette van Antwerpen said the 36-year-old in the eastern Belgian town of Genk... Genk. Doesn't Genk sound like something your mom would tell you you'd get if you didn't clean certain areas of your body, you know, like enough? You don't want to get a bunch of Genk in there. Told the court he had, quote, relations with dogs out of love for animals. The man, only identified by his initials, could face 6 months of jail. He'd worked at an animal shelter before and had posted thousands of pictures of himself on the internet engaged in deviant acts.
Oh.
There you go. Well, let's take this call, and then we'll do the party thing. Paul, you're a full-time listener. You're in Portland. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty
See, no
good.
Matter what you say now or how horrible it is, it's going to be better than it would have been before.
Okay, I hope you guys ate your lunch there.
Okay, bring it on.
I had a root canal done about six, seven years ago.
Okay.
Starts off, the guy goes to numb me up with the Novocaine.
Okay.
And I can taste it in the back of my throat. Well, it's coming out my nose, too. And the guy comes in, he's like, oh, are you numb yet? And I says, no, but it's coming out my throat. He says, oh, that can't happen.
So, it's impossible. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dentists never believe you. Dentists never believe you when you tell them it's going badly.
I ended up getting, he tried to numb me up like four times. Anyways, get the root canal done. Here about a year ago, everything's fine. And I feel like there's a little tooth growing in. I was like, how in the hell can that happen? And start looking around. Well, it starts moving up to a little white spot. So I take a needle and decide to poke it.
Ah!
So
ha! Ha!
It starts oozing out pus everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I didn't know what the heck to do. So I went to the dentist, and the dentist says the first thing she opens up, and lucky me, the first thing she says, oh, my God, who worked on your teeth?
Jesus Christ.
She ended up, what happened was, he didn't, when he's getting that root out of there, he didn't get all the root out, and he closed up over the top of it. Well, the root actually liquefied afterwards,
dropped
back down through the root of your tooth, and it creates this little own ecological area there.
So you had your own little swamp growing right over your jawbone there.
Basically, what it does is eats away at the jawbone. So she took an x-ray of it and showed me, and it's pretty nasty. So actually, I have to go in and get a bone graft over that area.
A bone graft.
She said, oh, we might lose those teeth.
You know, I like how they always say that stuff really nonchalantly, too. Like, well, we're probably going to have to lose this leg and one of your eyes here. You know,
yeah, like the stem.
Like it's losing your car keys or something. Jesus. All right. Well, good luck with that, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's Paul. All right. Sarah, we're done. You can.
I didn't hear a damn thing that guy
said. Sarah took her headphones off and jammed her fingers in her ears so as not to hear about how his bones liquefied.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that loud?
Or the swamp in his jaw.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm sorry. Or the pus.
No, yeah. I'm not listening.
La, 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 la. Okay. Should I get this one, Kyle?
Yeah, it's not very bad.
Why?
All right, full-time listener in Portland. Matthew, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rick, day one listener.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When I was about 15, I was in a car accident, chipped my front tooth.
Oh, I like the way this is starting.
Since my parents didn't have the greatest medical coverage, they decided to just do a root canal on that tooth to try and save it. In the middle of the procedure, they discovered that the root was infected, so they packed it with some antibiotics and just plugged the hole. Well, that night I woke up in agonizing pain. What happened is the infection had reacted to the antibiotic and formed this pus-filled blister in the roof of my mouth.
Pus-filled blister.
So in order to relieve the pain at 2 o'clock in the morning, I got this needle.
Oh, again with the needle. This is just like the last story. So, wait, just 1 second here. Here's the funny thing about this, is that this is 2 calls in a row that contains the phrase, so I decided to jam a needle into it myself to relieve the pussing.
So I picked out the plug, and my mouth flooded with pus.
Oh, that is the worst sentence I have ever heard spoken on this program, and that's saying something. We've been on the air for 7 years here, all right? We've been here since 1990. I was 25 when I came to this city. That's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
But the pain was gone.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Can we break now?
I'm going to go scrub out my brain with wire. Do you have something you can play that'll take that away? Thank you.
Oh, I have something even better.
Does it involve a needle being jammed into a sensitive part of your anatomy?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. All right. I think we're done with those for today, Kyle. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's Kyle.
I think we're...
Bang, bang, bang. I don't want a relationship. I just want... Bang, bang, bang. I don't want to know your name.
I think we're moving along from these calls. Thank them for calling, though, Kyle. Tell them to maybe another day.
Bang, bang, bang. Okay.
Listener party announcement coming up. Naming thing coming up. We'll do a little... Figure out the name for it. Jolie. Maybe the top five, but we have a chance. We'll touch to Scott.
Nelly.
Stay there. We'll be back.
Listen up. I'm listening to my Britney Spears record.
Back after this, stay right there.
Want to drink cigarette? You know, don't I need any? I tell you what, I just want
bang bang bang. I don't want to talk to you. I just want bang bang bang. I don't want to know your name. I just want bang bang bang. I don't want a relationship. I just want bang bang bang. Special shoes I meet and say, will you give me that? Bang bang bang.
Oh, Hashir, you look so good in that hat. Why don't you give me lots of cash?
Round.
I don't think so, Annie. You want me to do things to you like the sun and the moon. Idiot, I don't have time. I have too many women. All I got time for, you know what, is
I just want bang, bang, bang.
From 9 till noon, there's only one choice for local talk, Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
All right, so Rick Emerson show live from Portland. This is Ben Weasel right here, and the rest of the Riverdales. You know what I'm going to do right now, Sarah?
What, Rick?
This pile of things, I'm going to put them aside.
I am so proud of you.
I'm going to put them aside. I'm not going to do Crocodile Released into Wrong Lagoon by mistake. I'm not going to do Teen Queen Lindsay Lohan Has Embarrassing Social Encounter.
Oh, come on.
No, see? I'm not going to do it.
Why are you taunting me?
I'm not going
to
do...
What have I done to you?
Teacher accused of attacking girl. Ex-cop stuffs banana in pants, then flashes. Wolfowitz discusses World Bank with Bono. God, the world is turning strange. Lawmaker upset about sexy cheerleading grinding. These are all things.
No, I don't care about
I'm
that.
I'm setting these aside right
now. Rick, please, why don't we just do a quick story? Why don't we do the Lindsay Lohan thing just really quick?
Okay, you told me that you're tired of me getting direct.
No, but that's focused because we're just about getting ready to go to How Chicks Think. You know, Lindsay Lohan's a girl. I feel like we could all kind of identify with her a little bit.
I don't know. I don't want to get the... I want to stay focused.
But you will.
As per my new quest to please Entercom management. I just don't know.
Please.
Okay.
But
before we do that, I just have to say this. Mouthful of pus.
What's wrong with
you? Well, it's a little, it's not something for nothing. It's a little tit for tat there. All right, here we go. I'll do this. Then we have Jolie. Then we're going to list all the party names. We'll come up with, we'll figure the party name out. Then we got the announcement. And then hopefully the top five if we have time here. All right. This is from the New York Daily News. teen queen Lindsay Lohan, last seen making out with, canoodling, one might say, with Bruce Willis.
Showing him her butt.
Look at my beautiful butt. Is hobbling around the set of Just My Luck after jumping out of a taxi and over the top stilettos and falling. I would give anything to see that. It was diagnosed as a slight sprain and is not halting filming. However, it was her ego that got twisted on the New Orleans part of the shoot. Lohan and good friend Johnny Knoxville. He was in the vicinity for Dukes of Hazzard. What is he playing in Dukes of Hazzard? Anybody know?
Isn't he playing the brother, the brown-haired brother?
Luke? No, Bo.
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 Were out one night with some of his buddies, so Lindsay Lohan and Johnny Knoxville. The friendship came to a halt when the group arrived at a local nightclub that wouldn't admit the underage Lohan. So what did Knoxville do?
Left her the bouncer.
Left her outside on the sidewalk and went inside with his friends.
Yes.
By the way, she's 18, he's 34. So, I really, if you're Johnny Knoxville and Lindsay Lohan is following you around like a puppy, you're 34, she's 18, why would you not just say, baby, we can do all the drinking we want at my place?
Yeah.
What is that about?
His priorities definitely need to get in check.
I mean, I know he's a good-looking guy and he's a celebrity
he's
all
right.
And all, but still, man.
I mean, he's peaked, though. I mean, he needs to
Well, Lindsay Lohan's
trying.
Peaking right now. The bloom,
I know.
Bloom comes off that rose pretty quickly. You got to, you know, when she's 50, you know, I mean, you got to wait. You got to wait on that. All right, so there's the Lindsay Lohan news. All right, shall we welcome Jolie?
I think we shall.
Let's welcome Jolie from Corporate Accounts Family.
The workings of the female mind. Revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money.
Let's go! Let's party!
Dudes. I'm so tired. Hi, Jolie. How are you?
Good. You?
You still a little hungover today? A little bit?
Well, you know, I get to sleep in. I'm doing all right.
I'm sorry?
I got to sleep in. I'm doing all right.
All right. Did you go out last night?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to Kelly's, by the way, to support me. Oh, wait. No, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It was a huge debacle.
But I wanted to get one of these bracelets.
Last night. And what is that?
It's like the Lance Armstrong bracelet,
except for when
but
you're,
it's green.
Except for when you're green balling?
With a, what do you call that? Clover on it.
A shamrock?
Yeah.
Yours says shamrocks, not green balls?
So shamrock and a clover the same thing?
Oh. No, I think a shamrock has three leaves and a clover has four.
Okay.
I might just be making that up.
Yeah, no, this one only has three.
Which is the one they used to represent the Trinity in the Catholic Church?
Let's see, the one with three or the one with four?
I know, but which one is that? Doesn't matter. Anyway, so, all right. And your hair is different. Note how I notice these things. Your hair looks very nice.
Your hair looks very nice.
Your hair looks very nice.
My husband hates it.
Screw him. You can do better than
maybe
him.
Maybe put a John Deere hat on.
Kyle. Kyle.
He
might
like
whooping,
it.
Kyle.
Yeah, you're going to get a whooping.
Yeah.
A whooping. All right. Well, you're going to get a switching, boy. All right. Whatever. Your hair looks very nice. I've always now.
Thank you.
All kidding aside, and I don't mean this in an Eddie Haskell sort of way. I'm a big fan of your hair. You've got cool hair. It always has a kind of a cool color thing going on. So yeah, screw him.
Thank you.
You know, you don't need him, baby. You need somebody gonna treat you right. As when your man don't care, baby, I will be there, as Jack Russell would say. So all right. So we all this crap to get through today, including you. This is an email you sent me last night, and I didn't get a chance to respond to it, but I, for today's segment. So this is, correct me if I'm wrong, what you basically told me is that you were out last night for St. Patrick's Day, and that you saw, what, two?
Yes.
Tell me how bad an idea this sounds. Like in the pantheon of bad ideas, Jolie is out last night. She emails me at like 12:30. She's like, guess what I saw? You saw not one, but two different marriage proposals last night in the midst of a crowded, drunken St. Patty's Day celebration.
Yes, within about 5 minutes of each
other.
Two
marriage proposals last night. Those are destined to work. That's a happy relationship that's going to be together for years to come.
It was pretty crazy. Let me tell you, the first one, there's a little band playing, you know, Irish music. The first guy gets up and I don't know what he says. He says something and asks if she'll marry him.
Right.
And the crowd goes crazy. Then, like 5 minutes later, this lady gets up. And, you know how it's really loud and you're trying to I can't think of the word. You're trying to get the attention of the audience, you know, like go. I'm
trying to
ching,
get
ching,
their attention.
Hello,
ching, ching, trying ching. To calm the crowd.
Yeah, nobody was being calm. She couldn't be heard on the microphone.
Right.
She says, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? I just want to take a moment of your time."
Right. Where was this at?
County Cork.
Okay. County Cork.
In Ireland. Yeah, I flew to Ireland for the
night.
Sounds
like a sophisticated place.
It's good.
Okay, I don't doubt it.
Okay, anyway, so she said, we couldn't hear her, but she said something about, you know, she found her pot of gold. Will you be my leprechaun?
Oh, God. God, no.
Will you
no.
be my leprechaun?
She did not say I found my pot of gold.
Oh, come on. You're not latching onto the leprechaun part?
Well, no. I mean, that's obvious. But I mean, it just starts and then goes downhill.
Oh, man.
At least you can excuse the leprechaun with maybe she's being zany, but I finally found my pot of gold. Oh, God. That's like going to Vegas. That's like getting married in a casino and saying how you finally hit the progressive jackpot or something. Oh. You can't say that. Yeah, but I found my leprechaun. All right. I've been Dublin Miluck. Jesus. Ever heard that commercial? There was this bad, there was a horrible, and it's notorious in the world of radio. I believe it was for Trojan. It's Trojan Man. Those are the Trojan Men. There was this notorious, just as a brief sidebar, there was a notorious radio commercial a few years ago that I believe was from Trojan, but I might be wrong about that. And it was a St. Patrick's Day themed. Didn't we have one of those two at the castle? Oh, hi, Seamus. Do you want a vibrator?
Oh,
or whatever
Mallory.
That is? Yeah. ahoy, or not, I guess, ahoy, but avast, have a French tickler, or whatever that thing is. There was like a St. Patrick's Day condom spot, and it said, you'll want to be Dublin, your protection. I mean, and then it had a whole thing about look at my shillelagh, and I mean, it was just like the worst thing ever. So, yeah, be Dublin, your protection. They did not say leprechaundom, though, at any point, which they should have. All right, so she stands up, she says, you are my little leprechaun. I have found my pot of gold.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Ugh. Ugh.
I couldn't see the guy's face, so I don't know. So I guess I wonder...
He's a troll.
I guess what I wonder is, if your girlfriend did that to you, how would you feel?
I would leave her at that instant and change my name, my face, my phone number. Well, you know, she and I have a... You know, you hear about couples having arrangements. You say, the wife and I have an understanding. Here's the understanding that we have. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the, I probably have, but the understanding we have is that if at any point she ever, ever has the people in attendance or the staff of a restaurant sing happy birthday to me, that I will leave her. So that's, I am not down with that, as whatever that liner we used to have said. It's just not a thing I'm going to do. No, you can't, you don't want to be with somebody that, it's not just the incident itself when they say, you're my little leprechaun. It's not just that incident, it's that, like, that is emblematic of a larger, stupid personality that you don't want to spend the rest of your life shackled to, you know what I mean? Are you with me on this?
You
know what, I mean, Sarah, if you're with a guy, and he got up and said, I finally found my little leprechaun of love, you'd go out the back door of the restaurant and leave that guy, wouldn't you?
And never talk to him again.
Exactly.
My little leprechaun of love.
Yeah, you couldn't be with somebody like that. You know why? Because that guy's a moron.
Well, maybe somebody wants to be with somebody like that, you know?
Yeah, other morons. So you know what? You can go to Walmart and meet one tonight. All right. So anyway, but it was a woman who said all these things.
Yes, the woman.
Was she drunk?
Well, I don't know. I assume so.
Yeah, she was Irish. Do you think that? Do you think they were planning on getting married until she got drunk? In other words, do you think it was a planned proposal?
Well, that I'm not really sure because, you know, once you had one proposal, then the other one happened.
Oh, yeah, so then another. But so what was the other one?
Well, no, the first one was the guy proposing to his wife. I don't know what he said.
Okay, but
he was probably something
drunk and stupid.
No, it wasn't. No, or it would have stood out.
Yeah, all right.
Then the woman got up.
It's a bad idea. I mean,
I'm really fascinated with this woman, though, who got up and said that.
I told my friend, now it's your... I said, you know, it's your turn. You better get up there and propose to my other friend.
No. Did it happen?
No way.
Well, here's the thing. Proposals in public are always a bad idea. And there's three reasons for that. One, you're going to look like a tool. B, there's more than three reasons, actually. B, you're going to ruin it for all the other single guys that are there with girls, because then immediately that guy looks like a tool. Like, I had that happen. I was in a restaurant, where we were like 5-6 years ago in Seattle somewhere. And then it's like, It's where, you know, when Laura and I, they were having the dinner or whatever, and you don't notice, but you hear the whole, oh, you know, clap, and you look over, and there's the guy on his knee with the ring.
Oh, God.
It's something like, son of a bitch, ruining it for all of us. You know, because it's like, because suddenly, because what happens? You feel the slow swiveling of the girl's head as it looks at you, you know, and the expression of like, you know, why, honey, why haven't you done that for me? Every guy in the restaurant is getting the stink eye from whatever girl he's with because he's not doing the same thing. And so he's ruining it for all the guys there that don't want to have to, you know, they don't have to do it right there. Thirdly, it's that thing where she can't possibly say no because she's in public. And, of course, girls all have this, they all have the Cinderella fairy tale princess thing in their head, the fantasy. So they all want the moment to play out like it's a Julia Roberts film. So the girls all say yes, whether they mean it or not. And so that 60% divorce rate spikes to like 80% when you factor in marriages that came about as a result of a public proposal, because the woman says yes even when she knows it's probably not the right thing. I mean, I can only remember one instance of a public proposal being turned down, and that was that baseball game about a year and a half ago, where the guy was
was all over that.
So the jumbo truck, like, will you marry me?
No.
You know, and then there was looting and burning and so forth. So it's a bad, bad, bad idea. Not a thing you should do.
So you didn't get any that night?
What?
You didn't get any that night?
That's probably the case most nights. But it just seems like it's putting undue pressure on all the other couples in the place that are not married. So you don't want to do that. So, no.
Kyle, how are you going to propose to your girlfriend?
I'm not.
Honey, is this blue? Is this a cross or a line here in this little window?
What if she proposed to you at the St. Patty's Day?
I'd run.
Soiree?
What if I ever proposed to you at the next listener party? That'll be the gimmick for our party. Coming tonight, a very special marriage proposal. Listen to that. Listen to the oh god.
Then you can be in your wedding dress, Rick. Yeah, that's perfect.
What? I'm sorry.
Because remember where you and Dennis are going to go try on wedding dresses.
No, see, remember how you made that up and tried to put
I remember
put that
Dennis
in my
talking
mind.
About
I
didn't
it. Make it up. You guys wanted to do it after I said.
Billy, in all honesty, it was me and Dennis, I think.
Okay, see, there you
no,
go.
No, it was Rick.
Okay, this is not a childhood molestation thing you can make up in the shrink's office and then claim to be real on the stand later. This is a thing that you are making up, all right?
I don't make anything up, Rick.
I think she's really sure that you said that.
I think you're doped up today. That's what I think. I think you're a little loopy today.
No, I'm not.
When did you stop drinking last night?
I don't know, like...
I don't know. Three or four. Not a whole lot of lumps. Yeah, you sound a little fuzzy around the edges, which is fine. I'm just saying.
I am not.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, we should bring down the curtain on this whole segment here. Let's just end this right...
It's fantastic.
Now. There you go. Thank you.
We figure out women so you don't have to. Send your questions to howchicksthink@rickemerson.com. Max 910.
All right. I'm going to read this really quickly because we didn't get to it this week, and I don't want to put it off till next week. And then we'll talk about the listener party, to the top five. We got music from Corey Feldman and so forth. Oh, by the way, Nicole Richie apparently has some sort of eating disorder. Allegedly.
Oh, you think?
Allegedly. Well, I didn't see the before after pictures until just this morning.
Oh, man. She's like crazy stick girl. Not to mention she's dating some, like, DJ who, like, gives you his clubs and stuff. You can obviously tell that they're up doing God knows what all night.
They're up there, doing lines of Shakespeare?
Yes, reading lines together.
Doing lines of poetry? She looks like a frog, first of all, under the best of circumstances. She kind of looked like somebody put like an air pump in the side, in like one of her ears, until like parts of her face just started to bulge out at weird and unnatural angles.
That's how you can tell when somebody's too skinny, is when they look like little bobble heads. That's what she looks like.
Seriously.
Her head's too big for her body.
Speaking of bobble heads, well, I'll get back to that. But so they have these before and after photos, and I'm not her biggest fan or anything, but some of these photos of her, from like, I guess it's last year, she's not bad looking, but man, now she just looks she just looks like she's been put together with pencil shavings or something, or toothpicks. She's unbelievably, like I can count her vertebra when she turns around in this. So, how do I know this? It's because the British tabloids, as always, are right there to report on it. The Simple Life star and best mate of Paris Hilton has been sent out and about lately. Looking like a bag of bones. There you go. When the press is referring to you as being a bag of bones, you know that you need to just eat a goddamn sandwich. At the Vanity Fair post-Oscars party, she had decidedly scrawny arms. When compared to previous pictures, her face seems to have lost its roundness, which is a polite way of saying that it looks like a triangle with a wig on top. The 23-year-old adopted daughter of singer Lionel Richie joins an increasing list of Hollywood ladies who shrunk in size. Lindsay Lohan has recently hit out against claims that she has an eating disorder. She doesn't have eating. Has she gotten all skinny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
She was in that video of that MTV video, she looked okay.
Yeah, since that video, she's lost about, like, 10 or 15 pounds.
See, they will never get it. Ever, ever, ever. Attributing her weight loss to her body changing into that of a woman.
Just like Brittany Murphy saying that she's always had a fast metabolism.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, my God. Or like Laura Flynn Boyle, even. I mean, you see her in Twin Peaks, and then she's, you know, she tries to pass it off like she's always had a quick metabolism.
Sure, sure.
She had her baby fat in that.
Well, you know, and Laura Flynn Boyle, of course, the truth always comes out, though. The truth always comes out with these women who are unnaturally skinny. When last week, the Laura Flynn Boyle went nuts and stripped off her clothing on an airplane and was screaming up and down the aisles, and she refused to offer any explanation for it. She said, I'm a celebrity. I entertain. I don't explain. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm totally getting a shirt made with that on it for you.
Exactly. That's totally what it is. All right. I'm going to quickly run through this, then we'll break. We'll talk about the party. We'll do a big announcement. Sarah, you know, we've been talking about this announcement. It's going to be...
Yeah. Best announcement I'm excited ever. About it.
All right. I got this. This was sent home, and they don't name the church, but this was sent home with one of our listeners' children. This was sent home with the child, and I got this from three different people last week. This was sent home with the child of a listener, and the child goes to a Catholic school that I will not name. Hold on one moment. There you go. That is the spot. All right. This was sent home with the child of a listener. And the child goes to a Catholic school, which I will not name, but a child goes to a Catholic school here in Portland, Oregon. This was, and I don't know, did... Now, I know I've asked this before. Joel, you didn't go to a Catholic school, did you?
Yes, I did. 16
How long?
Years.
16 years?
Uh-huh.
Through high school, too?
And college.
Jesus, God. Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense. From kindergarten through college?
Not kindergarten, that was...
But, I mean, first grade through college you went to a Catholic school?
Yeah.
I have no idea it was that long. And yeah. Then I always forget whether you went to a Catholic school or not.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I always tell you this. I went for sixth and seventh grade.
Okay, but it's just because you moved around a lot.
Yeah, so it was Our Lady of the Lake.
Our Lady, when was that in America?
Yeah, it was in Seattle.
All right.
Oh, we have one here.
16 years, though? Was it a girls' school? Or was it co-ed?
No, I got out of the girls' school.
Jesus.
I went co-ed.
God, no wonder you're so messed up. Good God.
Hey!
Well, no, look, I'm no one to point fingers. I went for 9 years. Look what it did to me. Jesus.
Is that first through ninth?
Kindergarten through eighth grade, yeah.
God. Wow.
Yeah, my parents, well, and as I've said before, they wanted to truck me up to Gonzaga Prep. I mean, they wanted to send me to Spokane to go to Catholic high school, too.
Boarding?
No, I don't know if it's a boarding school as such. I don't think there's dorms. Well, there must be.
I told you we had dances at Gonzaga.
Would you drive
really?
That far?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, they would have sent me to live in Spokane. I mean, I guess it must be a boarding school, yeah, because I would have been only 13 or 14. So, yeah, it must have been a boarding. I guess Gonzaga Prep must be a boarding school.
Hmm.
Jesus, sounds like something out of a Dickensian needle. You go off to a boarding school in Spokane. Wah-ha-ha. So that didn't happen, thank God.
Did you meet any college boys, Sarah, when you had dances there?
No, I was just thinking it was a different one because they would still be in Seattle. I can't remember the names. I think the school that I went to changed names, too, like they all do. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, well,
but we'd always have the dances at high schools.
Yeah. Well, and then there's that thing where girls are always dating. This is a thing for a How Chicks Think segment someday. But the thing, all girls are always dating guys. Much like everybody knew that girl in eighth grade who was dating a high school guy. And everybody knew the girl in high school who was dating a college guy. You know, everybody knows the college girl who's humping a professor. So there's, you know, it's just that the change just works its way upwards. Anyway, but this was sent home with the student of a listener. I guess it's the child of a listener. Goes to a Catholic school. Ways to tell if your child is, quote, in the goth lifestyle. If your child is gothic, reform through the Lord. Listed below are some warning signs, and I would not believe this had I not gotten it sent to me in 1 week by several listeners, and she claims this was sent home with her child. Listed below are some warning signs to indicate if your child has gone astray from the Lord. Gothic, or goth culture, is a very obscure and often dangerous cult that young teenagers are prone to participating in. The guy, I should have Gustav in for this. The guy who is classic Gustav. I mean, I duck into the KNRK studio the other day to ask about that new Nine Inch Nails. And I said, hey, what's that, what's up with that new Nine Inch Nails? And Gustav dressed head to toe in black, you know, and with his sort of foppish haircut, it kind of looks at me, he goes, well, and I said, oh, well, like, you know, the pause kind of tells you everything. That tells you everything you need to know. And he goes, well, I, and then he went on and on about how in his circle of friends, it's, they're kind of, they're looking down on it because it's got live drumming. And he went on this long Emersonian thing about the, about the purist when it comes to industrial music. But this is, we were talking about goth culture. Listen to this. Goth, the goth cult leads young susceptible minds into an imagined world of evil, darkness, and violence. Please seek immediate attention through counseling, prayer, and parental guidance to rid your child of this temptation if five or more of the following are applicable to your child. So if five or more of the following are true, your child has become a goth cult member. Number one, frequently wears black clothing. Number two, wear, this is like the 12 steps for alcoholism, wears band and or rock t-shirts. Number three, wears excessive black eye makeup, lipstick, or nail polish. Number four, wears any odd silver jewelry or symbols. Some of these include reversed crosses, pentagrams, pentacles, ankhs. Ankh.
Or what's very, a pentacle and an ankh?
A pentacle, I swear to God, I don't know this because I hang out at rent fairs. A pentacle, I don't know.
Come on, you do know.
A pentacle is the star in the circle with the single point, you know, up. And the pentagram is when the star is upside down, so the two points are up like devil horns. That's, it's whether the star is right side up or upside down. A pentacle is a Wiccan thing, and a pentagram is a Motley Crue thing. Or other satanic worshipping symbols. Number five, shows an interest in piercings or tattoos. Number six, listens to gothic or any other antisocial genres of music. And then in parentheses, Marilyn Manson claims to be the Antichrist and publicly speaks against the Lord. Please discard any such albums immediately.
Oh, my God.
Number seven.
This is this year?
This is, this was sent home with, she claims, with her child. And I got this from a couple other people this week. And I will say that I haven't seen anything like this for 10 or 12 years. But when I was a kid, this sort of thing got sent home all the time because the 80s were a real heyday for Satan's Gonna Kill Your Kids. Number seven, associates with other people that dress, act, or speak eccentrically. Number eight, shows a declining interest in wholesome activities such as the Bible, prayer, church, or sports. I mean, we've already, all of us here, passed five so long ago. Number nine, shows an increasing interest in death, vampires, magic, the occult, witchcraft, or anything else that involves Satan. Number 10, takes drugs. Number 11, drinks alcohol. Number 12, is depressed. Number 13, cuts, burns, or partakes in any other method of self-mutilation. This is a satanic ritual that uses pain to detract from the light of God and His love. Please seek immediate attention for this at your local health care center. Number 14, complains of boredom. Number 15, sleeps too much. Next, sleeps too little. Number 16, is excessively awake during the night. Number 17, dislikes sunlight or any other form of light. I think this might actually be the test to see if your child has been bitten on the neck by some sort of blood-feeding creature. Number eight, demands an unusual amount of privacy. Number 19, spends large amounts of time alone. This is the best one. Listen to this one. Number 20, requests time alone or privacy. And then it says in parentheses, this is so that your child may speak to evil spirits through meditation.
God.
Insists on spending time with friends while unaccompanied by adult supervision. Eats too much. Number 26. Eats too little. Number 7. Number 27. Expresses any interest in drinking blood. Number... plays video games that contain violence or of a role-playing nature. Uses the internet excessively. Makes satanic symbols and or violently shakes head to music. Dances to music in a provocative or sexual manner.
I see you doing that, Rick.
Is homosexual. Pursues dangerous cult religions such as Scientology philosophy. Yeah, you don't go thinking, don't go reading none of that philosophy. Paganism, Wicca, Hinduism, Buddhism. Wears pins, stickers, or anything else that contains goth phrases. such
oh,
as...
Oh, please tell him what a goth phrase is, please.
Well, I've seen a couple of these, such as, I'm a goth, or... I actually have seen this one at the Hot Topic and so forth. The I'm so gothic I'm dead.
Where are you calling from?
If five or more of these apply to your child, please intervene immediately. The goth culture is dangerous and Satan thrives within it. If any of these problems persist, enlist your child into a local mental health center.
Nuh-uh.
So there you go.
That's stupid because that's pretty much every teenage child.
That's everybody I know, period. That's everybody that works on this side of the building. That's everybody on Sarah's, that's everybody on 94.7. So, and half the people here. All right, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We're going to break right here. Ready? Break. All right, we come back. We will divine the name for listener party 8. If we have a chance here, we'll do the top 5. What else? We got a big announcement at the listener party as well. If there's time, we'll do Corey Feldman music. Won't that be fun? And some goth calls. All right, stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Max 910. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.